KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have partly cloudy skies. It's 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicab Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Our weather forecast is calling for a chance of mixed precipitation today, snow, sleet, possibly some rain, through about midday and early afternoon, and then changing over to all snow. Little or no accumulation is expected during the day today. Well, two people were arrested early this morning on public intoxication charges in Villisca. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Jeremy Davis and Jesse Fletcher, both of Villisca, were observed in the middle of the street at around 3:25 a.m. near the intersection of 4th Street and U Avenue in Villisca. Officials say both subjects admitted to drinking and agreed to a preliminary breath test or breathalyzer, during which both blew in excess of the legal limit of .08. Davis and Fletcher were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday on a felony charge of child endangerment. 30-year-old Michael Lyle Parson was taken into custody at around 11:15 a.m. following an investigation into an incident which occurred on February 25th. Parson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 cash bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Wednesday of a Glenwood man on a drug charge. 24-year-old Thomas Michael Cash was arrested for allegedly possessing drug paraphernalia. He was taken into custody at around 6:30 a.m. and held in the Mills County Jail on a $300 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting today instead of Wednesday as they normally would here in Atlantic. And on their agenda for the 8:30 a.m. session is approval of an Iowa DOT pre-construction agreement for the reconstruction and bridge deck replacement of a bridge on County Road M56 over Interstate 80, and that would be at the Marnie exit. The board will also act on a resolution to encourage the implementation of a recommendation from the Citizens Advisory Council with regard to increasing the state fuel tax rates across the board by 10%, increasing the fee for new registration from 5 to 6%, and allocating new funds to go to the Time 21 Fund, up to $225 million, which is the cap, with the remaining new funding to be distributed, consistent with the Road Use Tax Fund distribution formula. Time 21 Fund, by the way, is an additional source of state revenue dedicated primarily to the maintenance and construction of certain primary highways in the state, but also of secondary roads and municipal streets. Well, students in Cass and Audubon counties have an opportunity to receive scholarship funds from two area endowed scholarships administered through the Community Foundations of Southwest Iowa. For students in Cass County, the Cass County Community Foundation is accepting applications for the Dustin McCurdy Endowed Scholarship Fund, which provides two scholarships of $500 each to high school seniors from CAM, the Cumberland Anita Messina High School. Students in Audubon County can submit their applications for the Exira Lions Club, Harold and Beverly Ann Godwin Endowed Scholarship. That fund will award one scholarship for $1,000 and is open to any high school senior from the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District pursuing a 2 or 4 year degree full-time at any accredited vocational or technical or educational institution, college, or university. In both counties, applications are available from your high school guidance counselor, and they must be returned to that counselor by no later than March 31st. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In our funeral announcements, Robert Aaron Holtz, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Aaron Holtz will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leroy Fuller, age 77, of Earlham, died Monday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Leroy Fuller will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Linda Shea, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Linda Shea will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kermit Markison, age 100, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Kermit Markison will be today at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Joseph Beeson, age 88, of Clarinda, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Michael Beeson will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Clair Catholic Church in Clarinda. Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda has the arrangements. Sharon Peterson, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Sharon Peterson will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Hall, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday. Services for Gladys Hall will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Frederick Fritz Gilbert Miller II, age 86, of Avoca, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Fritz Miller II will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Scott Stephenson, age 24, of Adair, died Monday at his home. Memorial services for Scott Stephenson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Brian Moy, age 46, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Brian Moy will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Phyllis Romer, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Phyllis Romer will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jean Dunshee, age 88, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Jean Dunshee will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has arrangements. And Jill Steffens Blotney, aged 65, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Jill Steffens Blotney will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Wheeler Grove United Church of Christ in rural Carson. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.